On a recent Saturday afternoon, about a dozen boats and jet skis lined up offshore at Mickey Ratt's Beach Club in Angola to enjoy the summertime heat. Bar patrons swam, tanned, and played volleyball. Similar activity took place next door at Turtle Joe Sandbar. Unlike the neighboring public beach at Evanstown Park Beach, the water at Mickey Ratt's and Turtle Joe's is not tested for bacteria and aren't manned by lifeguards. That's a big concern for John Fenster, who was an Erie County public health engineer for 16 years before retiring last year. He's well aware of how frequently public beaches close after moderate or heavy rains. That rainfall can cause sewer overflows and carry polluted runoff into the water.
You get sick. It can be a whole range of typically gastrointestinal, as they refer to them, upsets, or skin rashes.
There's a state law that requires a permit for the operators of swimming beaches. The permit would require lifeguards, water testing, and beach closings if the bacteria levels are unsafe. Fenster said he made his superiors aware of his concerns in 2009 and 2014.
Each time the answer came back the same, and it was, they don't need to have permits.
Turtle Joe Sandbar appears to be in violation of the state beach code by allowing patrons to swim. The owner, Gary Ballow, did not return phone calls seeking comment. Whether Mickey Ratt's Beach Club is in violation is open to interpretation. Owner Richie Elberts obtained what he considers waivers, but Erie County health officials contend the paperwork they issued do not constitute waivers.
That's not what I was told by, and I have a letter stating that I conform to their rules as long as I put up the signs stating no lifeguard on duty and no swimming.
Elberts does have signs on his property stating no swimming and no lifeguards. An Investigative Post reporter did not see similar signs at Turtle Joe's. Nonetheless, patrons of the two bars routinely swim in water that authorities have deemed a public health hazard on numerous occasions at the adjacent Evanstown Park Beach. In fact, the town beach was closed almost 40 days last summer. Justin Kopeck said he swims at Evanstown Park Beach often.
Usually what happens is if you swim here all the time, you're going to get sick like the first time you go in the water.
Elberts maintains he has no way to enforce the no swimming rule. Patrons will ignore him or walk 10 feet offshore on a property he does not own. But Elberts said he is aware of the risk his customers face if they're swimming in unsafe water.
What do you do about it?
Well, there's really nothing we can do. The responsibility doesn't fall on me.
Erie County health officials refuse interview requests. They said in a prepared statement that the owners are responsible for enforcing the no swimming rule. Fenster said the county should require the clubs to get beach permits.
It can't just be, I'll look the other way and not say anything and in that sense give his tacit approval. If this is what we're talking about a gaping loophole in the law.
Officials in neighboring Chautauqua County require the Sunset Bay Beach Club to obtain a beach permit.
Well, it meets the definition of a bathing beach. It's open to the public. There's a beach there.
That's Mark Stowe, Chautauqua County's Director of Environmental Health Services. I asked him what the county would do if Sunset Bay decided to not renew its permit.
We would inspect the owner of that beach to enforce the no swimming, period.
For WBFO News, I'm Dan Telvac with Investigative Post.